Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Frankie Gustine. Batting second. The first baseman, LB Fletcher. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Russell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Billy Cox. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Lee Handley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Jarvis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lee Howard. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Lee Howard. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Claude Corbett. Batting second. The third baseman, Benny Zinterra. Batting third. The right fielder, Lonnie Frey. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ray Mueller. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Usher. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Eddie Shokes. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Dane Clay. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Vandermeer. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Johnny Vandermeer. And now, play ball. Frankie Gustine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustine strikes out. One out. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a fly ball into center field. Clay settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Corbett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Claude Corbett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbett hits a pop-up towards short. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny Zinterra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zinterra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Handley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott takes first base on ball four. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Elliott. The throw from Mueller and he is out, Corbett applying the tag. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Zinterra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a fly ball into left field. Usher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher hits a pop-up towards third. Handley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kiner. Adams reaches second base with a double. Eddie Shokes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shokes takes first base on ball four. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay hits a ball on the ground towards third. Handley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Adams moves to third. Shokes moves to second. Johnny Vandermeer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vandermeer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Jarvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jarvis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Handley moves to second. Lee Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is called out on strikes. One out. Frankie Gustine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustine is 0 for 1 in the game. Gustine is called out on strikes. Two outs. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fletcher hits a fly ball into left field. Usher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Claude Corbett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbett is 0 for 1 in the game. Corbett strikes out. One out. Benny Zinterra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zinterra is 0 for 1 in the game. Zinterra hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gustine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0 for 1 in the game. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Handley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Frey. The throw from Jarvis and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 1 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Handley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 1 in the game. Russell hits a fly ball into left field. Usher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Elliott hits a fly ball into center field. Clay settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 1 in the game. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Corbett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher is 0 for 1 in the game. Usher hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kiner. Usher reaches second base with a double. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Adams bunts towards third. Handley fields it and throws to first for the out. Usher moves to third. One out. Eddie Shokes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shokes is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Shokes hits a pop-up towards short. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clay hits a pop-up towards short. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 1 in the game. Cox takes first base on ball 4. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Handley hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Mueller fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roy Jarvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jarvis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jarvis takes first base on ball 4. Handley moves to second. Lee Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard strikes out. Two outs. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0 for 2 in the game. Gustin hits a pop-up towards short. Corbett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Vandermeer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vandermeer is 0 for 1 in the game. Vandermeer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Claude Corbett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbett is 0 for 2 in the game. Corbett bunts towards third. Handley fields it and throws to first for the out. Vandermeer moves to second. One out. Benny Zinterra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zinterra is 0 for 2 in the game. Zinterra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Vandermeer moves to third. Two outs. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Handley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 2 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 2 in the game. Russell strikes out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Elliott hits a pop-up towards third. Zinterra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 2 in the game. Kiner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fletcher moves to third. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cox is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 2 in the game. Mueller hits a fly ball into right field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Usher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Howard juggles the ball. That's an error on Howard. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Adams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Russell. Adams reaches second base with a double. Usher moves to third. Eddie Shokes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shokes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Shokes is called out on strikes. two outs. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clay takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Vandermeer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vandermeer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vandermeer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gustine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Corbett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Jarvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jarvis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jarvis hits a fly ball into center field. Clay settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vandermeer juggles the ball. That's an error on Vandermeer. Frankie Gustine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustine is 0-for-3 in the game. Gustine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Corbett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Claude Corbett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbett is 0-for-2 in the game. Corbett takes first base on ball 4. Benny Zinterra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zinterra is 0-for-3 in the game. Zinterra bunts towards third. Handley fields it and throws to first for the out. Corbett moves to second. One out. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Corbett moves to third. Two outs. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-3 in the game. Mueller takes first base on ball 4. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Usher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Corbett scores. Mueller moves to second. It's 1-0, Reds. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox fields it and throws to third for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fletcher hits a pop-up towards short. Corbett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-3 in the game. Russell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Elliott hits a line drive towards short. Corbett catches it and throws to first to double up Russell. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Shokes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shokes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Shokes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gustine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clay hits a ball on the ground towards third. Handley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Vandermeer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vandermeer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vandermeer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zintera fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Handley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Jarvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jarvis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jarvis strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 1, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 0. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.